plans to expand the Aussie World Entertainment Complex to include a major water park has been lodged with Sunshine Coast Council. The development application for the $60 million park includes plans for 16 water slides, action pools, leisure pools and numerous water play areas. Aussie World is hoping to spend 3 years building the new attraction on privately owned land just north of the existing theme park. The concept designs submitted also has a proposal to expand the existing car park. If approved, it'll become the coast's largest water park and put a strong emphasis on sustainability and accessible tourism leading up to the 2032 Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games. A rate rise could be on the cards for residents in the Noosa Shire, with the council set to adopt its 2024-25 budget this morning. A special meeting will be held at 9 a.m. at Tawantin Council Chambers and will be live streamed. Last week, Sunshine Coast Council increased general rates by 5% in its new budget. Well, it may not seem like it, but giving your camping permit to a friend could be life-threatening. The warning comes as Queensland National Parks notice an increase in campers avoiding booking cancellations in the region's national parks, instead transferring their pass to others. Queensland Ranger for North Kalula, Erin Atkinson, says it's more dangerous than you'd think.
The information attached to your permit helps our rangers contact you in case of an emergency, such as a wildfire or a flood evacuation. Not being able to contact the actual people at the campsite due to incorrect permit details could be life-threatening.
There are 58 campsites within national parks just on the Sunshine Coast alone, with the most popular being at Amamore and Bulumba Creeks, in the Kalula Recreation Reserve, Mapleton and Inskip.